Hey, this is Roy Richardson, your friend and neighborhood tech troublemaker, and tonight we're going to talk about how to promote your YouTube channel using social media and other methods. What? Want to go to social media? There's 10 people to YouTube? Yeah, that's what it takes sometimes. You have to do whatever it takes to bring people to your YouTube channel, especially if you're like me. YouTube is the main thing that I like to do. So, tonight I have a very special guest. I have Ken, the content coach. I keep wanting to call him Ken, the content creator. That would also be true, but he is definitely Ken, the content coach. And so, welcome, Ken. How are you tonight?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me. I guess, yeah, I am a content creator and a coach, so either way works.
Yep. So, Ken, just kind of give us a crash course. Tell us who you are and tell us the awesome things about yourself.
So I am, Ken, the content coach. The most awesome thing about myself is that I'm married to a very beautiful, supportive woman who will be in the chat eventually. She's watering plants, finishing that up. So she'll be here. But we have 3 kids. We have a cat. We have a job. She homeschools. We're kind of like the typical family, I guess, right? I got into content creation a couple of years ago. I started on a YouTube channel where I was talking about beard products, and I sort of figured out through that, you know, it turned into between videos. I had a lot of people asking me how I was doing certain things, certain ways of editing, things like that. And I really started to figure out that what I love more than anything was helping people create content. So that's where Ken the Content Coach was kind of born from that. And I turned it into something August of last year, and things are going well. I'm loving it. I've really found my passion in doing content creator coaching. So yeah, that's us. We live in Kentucky. We are working on moving to Wisconsin, and I'm an IT guy too. We were talking backstage. I'm a tech guy also, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's funny. I was having a conversation with Sammy Superstar earlier today. We were talking about the Mac event that happened yesterday and kind of comparing notes. And I said, well, you know, I can tell you about using the Apple IIc and IIe in high school.
Right.
And then using the Macintosh in college back when it was the Macintosh. And it still had a grayscale screen. So, yeah. So, I can do the old-timer stories. I've been in tech since I was 12, if you want to be truthful about it. So, So, it was in my DNA. I had no choice to do it. But, yeah. And then, definitely, also, you were in the military. Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. Yeah. My wife, too. Yeah. I met my wife in the Army. So, that's the best gift the Army gave me. And there she is. She's here.
Hey, Mrs. Coach. Welcome. We'll do some shout outs just a little bit later. So you've kind of went into it a little bit, how you got your start on YouTube and kind of content creation. So you started with one channel. How did you build that channel up?
So really, you know, the beard community is a little bit, when you think about niches and communities, it's kind of it is. It's a special place. At one time there was a lot of people that loved having fun hanging out. Things are a little bit different now, but it is what it is. And that's really it. I mean, it was a community where when you show up and you start talking beards, people support you. There was a lot of people there that were having a great time. And so, that's really how I built it. I started, talking about beard products. I was buying stuff already, became good friends with another creator called, his name's Dan C. Bearded. Yeah. And, he had actually a creator contest. He was inviting people to create videos, and I submitted a video for his contest, and somehow I was picked one of the top 3. So that really for me kind of set it off, like, you know, maybe I can do this, because I didn't have goals. It was just something I was doing to have fun. So and then from there it just kept going and going. It was a lot of fun.
And then recently you pivoted to a new channel, so you have 2 channels now. What made you make that pivot?
So, really just figuring out that I loved to help people create content. I like to do a lot of different stuff in videos. I don't do it very often, but I like to do things like cloning and, you know, masking, having conversations with myself, stuff like that. And, you know, it's for video purposes only. I'm not crazy. I don't actually talk to myself, but you know, it's fun to do. But little things like that, people would ask me, you know, how do you do that? And then, you know, wanted help making graphics and helping grow on their channels and stuff like that. And just through doing that and talking to people, that's when I really figured out that I loved helping people create content. And there's a lot of reasons to that. There's people that are afraid to create. They don't know what they need to buy. They don't know how to start. They don't know how to tell their story. They're afraid to be on camera. You know, all the things we have to do. And so it really became sort of a personal mission of mine to help kind of motivate people to get beyond that stuff and just create, because I think everybody has a story. Everybody has something about them that would make them a content creator. I think we all have something that can help somebody, right? And I just want to help people get past those fears so that they can be there for the people that are looking for them and don't even know it yet.
I was going to say, everybody used to be, before YouTube, everybody had a Great American Novel in them. Now everybody has a YouTube channel in them now. So right, that's kind of where right, we are. So you are on a lot of platforms. Am I wrong to assume though that YouTube is your main focus? Or I know
YouTube. Sorry, go ahead, Roy.
No, please.
To answer your question, yeah, YouTube is definitely my main platform, and everything I do is YouTube is central to all of that. And the goal is to bring as many people from those platforms to the YouTube channel.
So what is your strategy for that? So I know you are really big with TikTok. In fact, you know, and we'll talk about this later, you know, part of your consultations you do with people, the content, the creators, to help them create content and to do evaluations on their channel. That's something big you do on your channel on Monday nights and on Friday nights. But you use TikTok a lot. And I know you talk to people about how to, you know, really build up their TikTok following. But what do you do to take those other social platforms and say, go over here to my YouTube channel? What is your strategy for promoting your YouTube channel?
So it's different for each one, right? I kind of view TikTok and YouTube as being sort of the same type of platforms as far as content platforms. Obviously, TikTok is more short form. YouTube is long form. Even with YouTube trying to do shorts, YouTube is always going to be a long form platform. There's always going to be long form content. I don't think shorts are ever going to take over YouTube. So YouTube being a long form platform, TikTok being a short form, I do treat those differently. There's different ways that I try to bring people from TikTok to YouTube, as opposed to trying to bring people from something like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter to YouTube. You know, that's just because, again, it's sort of funny with TikTok and YouTube. The people that are on TikTok, they love TikTok. And the people that are on YouTube, they love YouTube. You get very little crossover trying to bring audience from one to the other. But there's ways to do it. So we can talk about definitely how I do that from TikTok. But as far as promotion, I do most of that on Instagram and Twitter whenever I post. I'm terrible on Twitter. I need to post more.
Yeah, I'm terrible on Twitter too. I had a big following. I have no idea why. And then I stopped doing Twitter. And so anyway, so I lost some following. But anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, you know, from an Instagram standpoint, what special things do you do that you think bring people to your YouTube channel?
So, you know, stories. I've a lot of the people that follow me on Instagram, you know, they also support me on YouTube. And so, you know, Instagram, I usually promote my streams every single time. I promote my streams and posts and stories. Make sure that I create content that's fitted properly for those. So, you know, posts are 1080 by 1080, stories are 1080 by 1920. So, you know, the vertical, I try to make sure that all of that looks right. And that's really it. I mean, I love the fact Instagram really changed the game for creators whenever they lowered their limit of, it used to be you had to have 10,000 followers to put a link in your story, and they removed that restriction. Now everybody can put a link in their story. That was an absolute game changer, because now you can create a story. You can say, hey, I'm going live, throw the link in the story, and then it's easy for somebody just to click that link and follow, you know, that link to your channel. So that's pretty much what I do. I will take, you know, a lot of times I'll also take some clips from YouTube videos or whatever, and I'll shorten those and post those on Instagram. You know, I'll make posts about what are you struggling with. There's so many things that I try to do on Instagram that lead people to YouTube.
Yeah, I've started trying to do a little promotion on my YouTube channel on Instagram, but I'm like, yeah, you know, I really haven't figured this out yet, but I'm trying. And I'm starting to do shorts on YouTube now. So I'm hearing from some content creators that you can do shorts, and that does lead to some subscribers. Doesn't help you all with watch time, of course, but it does help with subscribers. So I'm excited about that and just try my luck and see what I can do. But, you know, so is it just a matter of just kind of being yourself in your Instagrams, or do you kind of get gimmicky, or what do you do to try to bring people to your channel?
Yeah, me personally, I don't get gimmicky anywhere. I think that authenticity is always going to trump gimmicky and clickbaity type stuff. You know, it's really authenticity at the end of the day. People get to know who you are, and really whether you're selling a product or a service, or, you know, trying to bring people to your YouTube channel, I think the authenticity of who you are, letting people see behind the curtain to get to know who you are as a person, as well as a creator, is really the best way. So, I don't do much of the gimmicky stuff. Sometimes I'll do some of the trendy dance junk and try to tie it, you know, to the niche or whatever. But for the most part, I kind of avoid the gimmicks.
So your dance, there's a social network somewhere where you're dancing. We need to all go there.
Mostly on TikTok. Okay. You know, thing with Instagram is to really pay attention to what it is Instagram as a platform is trying to promote. So when they start talking about things like stories, mm-hmm. go heavy on stories. If they start talking about reels, if they're making these changes to reels, go heavy on reels, because all the platforms, whatever it is that they're promoting and trying to, you know, basically all the platforms are trying to compete, right? TikTok, Instagram, YouTube are all trying to compete mostly for the short form stuff right now. And so if the CEO of Instagram puts out a video and says, hey, we're testing these features and reels, jump on those, because that's what they're going to help push for you.
And Instagram does have like a creators kind of channel. You should definitely follow that. They'll talk about how to do different things that they're promoting. So if you are doing Instagram, that is a big help. I've looked at. We got a lot of folks out here on chat. Let's say hello to some folks. There's Sammy Superstar. Hey, Sammy, how you doing tonight? He says, hello, everyone.
What's up, Sammy?
Mrs. Coach says, hey, Ken.
Hey, Mrs. Coach. I know you.
Dr. Elo in the house. Hey, Mrs.
Dr.
Coach.
Dr. Elo.
And she's saying hi to me and to Sammy. And Elo's saying hi to Mrs. Coach. And it says, great to see you two times today. Dr. Elo in the house. Yep. Ms. Coach. And it says, Ken built that beard channel by tackling topics and science other people weren't doing. So he had a unique intros and gained a following by being himself. So just being organic, just being exactly who you are.
Yep.
And that's definitely proof of that. You don't have to get creative on being yourself usually. Let's see. Basic networks and streaming. Hey, Victor, how you doing tonight? Said, never had an issue on camera. Just don't know what to do on a regular basis. I just do whatever, whenever. If you need something tested with eCam or any device, Victor on Basic Networks and Streaming is your guy. He does such a great job of, somebody will ask a question on how do you do this, and he will go and figure it out, and he'll do a video on it. So really awesome content. So Ms. Coach says, I think once you've gained the loyalty and support of your followers, it's easy to have followers follow you on other platforms, especially since Ken will talk about TikTok on YouTube. So cool. And then yep. Your wife says you love to dance.
I don't know if I love it, but I'll have fun with it sometimes. I'm not exactly a dancer. I was born and raised in Kentucky. We don't really learn how to dance around here. We learn how to, I mean, when I was growing up, it was tobacco. I worked in tobacco a lot. That's mm-hmm. that's the work. Not so much of that anymore, but still, yeah. That's growing up in Kentucky, that's what you do. You're usually outside working, doing something. You're not dancing a lot.
Let's see. Oh yeah. So what platforms do you feel like you do your best on? You know, YouTube, obviously, and TikTok.
Yeah. YouTube and TikTok for sure. I mean, again, those are really my creation platforms. Instagram is more of my hang out with the community, post what's going on kind of thing. I don't do a lot of reels. Sometimes I'll bring something from TikTok over if I really like that, but I don't spend a lot of time doing reels and stuff. You know, YouTube's going good. I'm almost to 1,000 here,
yeah.
On a second channel. So, I mean, I monetized one. I'm going to monetize this one, which is a credit to the people that support. That's not so much a credit to me. If people aren't supporting, then you don't have anything, right? So it's a credit to them for supporting and always being there. TikTok, you know, the two really do go, there's ways that the two go hand in hand. One thing that TikTok has really helped me with learning how to do short form content effectively will help you to become a better long form creator, because it helps you get to the point on things. It helps you, you know, kind of condense your videos, make sure you're putting out the right information in the right amount of time instead of dragging it on. Short form has really helped with that. But yeah, TikTok, to answer your question, TikTok and YouTube for sure.
Yeah. So when you're getting ready to kind of promote, like you have a video coming up, what is your planning process? Do you have a planning process where you kind of think, well, this is what I'm going to do? You know, basically what's your content creation strategy? Do you have one? Do you kind of plan it out, and do you able to do weeks in advance, or you're able to play it off the cuff very well? What's your magic?
I wish I could do it weeks in advance. It usually doesn't work out that way. I'm usually one video at a time. You know, like I said earlier, we have kids and full-time job, and I'm consistent, but not always, like, you know, not weeks out, right? Basically, I have a list of video ideas. I really try to see what's going on, you know, out there. I'll kind of pay attention to the YouTube blogs and see what the current trends are, what people are talking about. Like, for example, a few weeks ago, of course, I'm drawing a blank on what it is. The research tab.
Oh, yeah.
In analytics, yeah, was announced. So I immediately jumped on that and started checking that out so I can make a video. But essentially, I try to make sure, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks out, I'll say, okay, on this day, I want to do this video. So I'll start working on that, start gathering, you know, information, whatever that video happens to be.
Okay.
That's on YouTube. Sorry. I mean, TikTok's a little bit different, because TikTok is more kind of like, I'll think of an idea and I'll pick the phone up and record it. Or somebody will ask a question and I'll come up with a video to answer that question. So it's not quite as, you know, usually in 10 minutes, I'm going to have a video out, but I don't know what it is yet.
That's cool. You probably wake up every morning, I have an idea, I'm going to do TikTok today, and this is my TikTok video.
Right.
And then I'm dreaming about what I'm going to do on YouTube every night and wake up. Yes, I'm going to do a video about that. And the research tab has been very helpful. I've gotten a couple of hints on things that YouTube thinks I should do based off things that my, you know, the people that follow me and subscribe to me are searching for. So I do have some videos coming up on some topics based off of that. Right. So what is your equipment set up, you know, far as doing YouTube goes?
So I actually use Ecamm to record everything, even videos. I have a Sony ZV-E10 as my camera. I got the Sigma 16 lens, which is amazing. It's the favorite lens I've ever had.
Yep.
I've got the Rodecaster Pro, and I just bought the Mac Mini, the Mac Mini M1. And I'm thinking that I may have to contact Apple support, because I seem to be having some issues with it. There's even issues right now. I don't know if it's evident on the stream, but yeah, that's what I use. I use Ecamm to record everything YouTube-wise.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I do the same thing. I do my tutorials and everything using Ecamm. I have the Sony ZV-10, the Sigma lens. That's awesome. I don't have the Rodecaster Pro, but I have my MV7 mic here I'm pretty happy with. But yeah, that's my process as well. So have you done very much with YouTube Shorts? I know you like TikTok and you like long form on YouTube, but have you done very much with shorts?
I don't do shorts. And I always, whenever I talk about this, I always make sure I say, this is not advice for anybody. This is just how I approach shorts. I don't do shorts on YouTube. And the reason why is because of the way that YouTube sort of, the way analytics are treated between live streaming and uploaded video. I don't do shorts because I don't want to segment the audience any more than what I feel like it already is. I think as YouTube progresses and they sort of tweak some of the analytics stuff, and I think they're going to, with Twitch making changes, YouTube is making some little tweaks here and there. But at this point, I'm not doing shorts because I want to make sure that I don't attract a lot of people that only watch short form and then they subscribe because of shorts, and they don't actually come over and watch, you know, long form content or live streams. And so me, that's why I don't do shorts, mainly because of that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I was like, I went and looked through your channel. I didn't see any shorts really. And I'm like, but well, maybe he's doing it now. Or maybe it's not exactly part of your strategy. If you had to start all over again, what would you do?
if I had to start all over again?
With YouTube or social media or TikTok, you know, would you change your focus or would you change up your approach to YouTube? What would you do different?
That's a great question. I don't know if I would do anything different at this point because I really kind of have restarted. I had the beard channel going on and then I jumped over to this one. I don't know if I would do anything different or not. I mean, you know, to give advice on that is what I would say to people who are looking to start is, you know, plan, but don't overplan. You know, have your idea. Definitely plan, get some things in place, but then eventually just start creating. Don't spend a lot of time, you know, planning it, being scared to record that first video because you have to record some videos to get some reps in, right? There's always the conversation about is quality or quantity better? And I think it's a little of both, right? I think when you're starting out, I'm on the side of quantity in the beginning because that quantity is going to help you to make better videos. Every time you do a video, you're going to learn something. And then eventually for all of us, there's, and it's different for each creator, but there is a time where that flips and you're like, okay, quality needs to be the focus now for sure. Because, you know, I've got the reps in, I've learned my process. I've learned what I'm doing. Let's work on quality and not focus so much on quantity. And I think that flip is different for all of us, but those reps are important to get that quality down.
They say you need to do like 100 bad videos before you start doing the good videos. So I've done 170 something videos. So I got to be getting close to doing the good ones. I'm working on it. So.
They got to be perfect now, right?
when I first started, it was a very disjointed process. And now I can like, hey, I'm ready to go. Let's hit the camera, get it started. Somebody today said, hey, will you jump on a video? Yeah, let's do a video real quick. I'm ready. I'll hit it, warm up with a DeLorean and we'll get going. So. What would you tell somebody that's just starting out with YouTube? What would you tell content creators? I want to do YouTube. They suddenly say, what's your advice for somebody brand new to YouTube?
So my first advice is always, what do you want to, my question is going to be, what do you want to create about? Make sure that you come into this for the right reasons. Try to choose something you're passionate about. I know a lot of people, there's conversations about, should you niche down? Do you like the word niche? Do you not like the word niche? I think niching down is very important for, growing faster than you could grow if you were not niched down. It's kind of like if you have so many topics you're talking about, then you're going to have an audience that likes this topic, an audience that likes this topic, an audience that likes this topic. And odds are they're not really going to cross and really care about the other topics. So, figure out what you want to create on. Definitely try to make it something that you're passionate about, which, I think if you're going to create content, then that's the most important thing because it's going to show in your content. It's going to show in the way that you approach it. And people are going to be able to tell in your videos whether or not you truly love it. That's really going to translate. And I think it makes a big difference. So, a lot of times I've seen people, I've talked to people that I've coached and they want to, their goals are to make money. And I try to tell them, if your goals are to make money, you are going to have a long wait on that. Most of the time you see people that those are their goals and they don't last very long because they get frustrated, right? Not that they can't be good creators and have that goal, but if that's your first goal, you're going to get frustrated. This isn't a get rich quick kind of thing.
That is definitely so true. Yeah. And even a lot of people that do get monetized, they're not getting rich off the 20, 30, 40 bucks a month they make off of YouTube. So, it's kind of a hit or miss for folks. I know, I definitely agree. My content I like to think of as evergreen. I'm not the viral guy. I'm not making that viral video. It's because I don't dance. I think that's why I'll never make a viral video. So let's do some more shout-outs.
You don't have to dance.
We'll do some more shout-outs, and then we're going to do the lightning round. In case you've been waiting around for that. That's what's next.
Hey, Roy, if you don't mind while you're doing the shout-outs, I'm going to jump out and come back because, like I said, I think I've got some issues on my side, so I can clean that up.
Yeah, we'll ride the wave and hope technology kicks in and works.
All right.
All right. Unfortunately, you got to see just my face because Ken's going to check out. But let's do some shout-outs and see how everybody's out there. Let's see. The bearded shark says, hey, fellas, new here. Hey, Ken. Ken just stepped out. He'll be right back, I promise. Ms. Co says, hey, Mo. And hello. Come back wherever you are. All right. Unassigned placeholder. Let's do it again. Bam. All right. It says you are in the green room. Why are you in the green room? Unassigned placeholder. Well, this is going to be fun. Hello. All right. We'll assign you to 2. Back to 1. This is fun. I love technology. Move from the green room. Bam. All right. I think we got it. I think we fixed it. Are you back?
Looks like I'm here.
All right. Cool. Yay. I love when technology works.
I am so sorry. This is the second time this has happened now with me being a guest through somebody with Ecamm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't have these issues when I'm streaming, but.
Huh. That's very strange. I don't understand why it's happened. So anyway,
yeah.
Beard Shark says, hey, Mel.
What's up, Mo?
How's the fam doing? It's good to see you. Everybody there says, I can't see Ken doing anything different. He's on a path he wants to be on, only outward and upward from here. And that's awesome. So.
Yes.
Let's see. She also says thumbnails, keywords, hashtags, and cover art. Get to know what these are and use them intentionally. So, yes, if you are a new YouTuber, those are the tricks of the trade that you need to learn and master as quickly as possible. Mommy God, hey, Lala.
Hey, so, Lala.
Lala was on my show last week. Lala is awesome. All right, let's see. FF Reloaded. Hello, bro. 11 versus 11. I don't
What's
know what
going
means.
On?
see, I dance Roy, but I still haven't had a viral video, LOL, so dancing ain't the key for sure.
Yes, yeah, I don't dance that often.
Live.
So
live is live. I love live. All right, so now let's do it.
Right. Lightning round.
Lightning round. All right, so in case you don't know, the lightning round is a this or that game. And so basically, I'm going to throw up questions and tell you what they are. And I needed a countdown timer. Next episode, I'm going to have a countdown timer. I should have done it. I had Heather Ramirez on the show, and she did it in about 3 minutes. I don't know why, but sometimes it takes forever, it seems. All right. The book or the movie?
Oh, you know what? I used to say the movie, but after seeing the movie Ready Player One and also reading the book, I'm like book now.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Talking pets or talking babies?
You know what? My kids aren't babies anymore. I'm going to say talking pets because I'd love to know what my cat's thinking sometimes.
Breakfast or no breakfast?
If I had my choice, breakfast, but normally there's no breakfast. We don't really have time for that.
Okay. Air guitar or air drums?
Air guitar, for sure.
Love or money?
Love. Love. We can always make money.
Piano or guitar?
Guitar. I can't
Call
play
of Duty
either.
Or Halo?
Halo.
Speeding ticket or parking ticket?
I'm guessing parking ticket's cheaper, so I'll go that route.
All right. Snow or sand?
Snow. I hate sand.
Dancing or singing?
Dancing.
Zoo or aquarium?
Give me the zoo, yeah.
Give me the zoo. All right, guacamole or salsa?
Salsa, no doubt.
Pancakes or waffles?
This is the question that I love. I don't know why this comes up a lot. This comes up a lot among bearded guys, right, of all people. But I'm team waffle all day long. I want butter and all the pockets and all that stuff, so waffles.
So you like the really thick Belgian waffles or, you know?
The thicker, the better. The more butter that I can stick in all those holes, the better.
Okay. City streets or country roads?
Country roads.
All right. Black coffee or cream and sugar?
I am a Starbucks guy, so I'll go cream and sugar.
Okay. All right. Horror or comedy?
My wife's going to make a comment. I already know what it is. I'll say comedy because, oddly enough, horror movies put me to sleep.
Okay. All right. Dragons or unicorns?
I'll go... You know what? I'll go unicorns because I have a daughter and she loves stuff like that. So
okay. All right. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
It's funny, I'm both. I can get by on, you know, as long as I get 6 hours of sleep, I'm good. I can be up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on content, get up at 8, and I'm just fine. So,
all right, Nintendo, Xbox, or PlayStation?
Team Nintendo, old school.
Spend your money or save your money?
If I can keep myself from gear acquisition syndrome, save.
Zombies or vampires?
Zombies all day, Walking Dead. All
right, and the last question, ninjas or pirates?
Pirates.
Pirates. Pirates, pirates. For the win. All right, yes. That is our lightning round, folks. Everybody, thank you so much for playing. Let's see, I had a lot of folks out here that did some shout-outs to us, so we gotta get those folks and get their answers because a bunch of people answered at the same time. So let's see what they said. Mrs. Coach is playing along also, so let's see. First up, Weatherbeard Supply Company. Hey, brother. Mrs. Coach says,
what's up, Corey?
Hit that like button. Yeah, thank you so much for everybody. Hit the like button. All right. Let's see. Mrs. Coach says, the book, Talking Pets, Breakfast, Air Drums, A New Ken Loves Dancing, she said.
No.
Ken falls asleep instantly during horror movies.
I do. I don't know why.
And then Victor says that horror is comedy to him.
So. I'm with him. I don't fall asleep because I think it's comedy. I think horror movies for the most part are really cheesy. And they just don't interest me. So I guess that's why I fall asleep.
I'm a comedy person. I got to watch comedy movies. I've never been much of a horror type, you know, suspenseful. Yeah. Okay. Action adventure, man. Yeah. I got to see that. But
I mean, how many horror movies can we watch where the bad guys come to the house and everybody runs upstairs? I mean, you know, but you'd think by now they'd figure out, go somewhere else.
I like the Geico commercials that make fun of the horror movies. They like all the teenagers standing outside and there's a guy sharpening his blades and he's got a chainsaw and all these blades and they're just, oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, he's like, you idiots.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's find the right button here. Whoops, wrong one. There we go. Let's find it. It's here. It's always here. There we go. All right. Just hit recordofficial.com. So I have all of your links out there in the description. So if you're looking for Ken, where I got to find Ken, the content coach, of course, you can always hit YouTube and hit search. You'll find him, of course. But he offers consultations and stuff like that. I'll let you talk about your stuff. You know, tell everybody the amazing stuff you do.
Yeah, sure. So the link there, the justhitrecordofficial.com, that's actually the creator community. That's a free community. Basically, I came up with the idea for that community because people love to ask questions, especially on TikTok. But there's another element that comes with that, and that's people that come along and just want to make, you know, troll comments or just make people feel stupid or whatever. So I came up with the idea to create this community. It's a private community. That you just have to request to join, come hang out. But, you know, the reasoning for it is because I wanted people to have kind of a place where they're not afraid to ask questions and, you know, then get help. It's a creator full of great people that have experience on YouTube, on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you know, every platform. There's people asking questions, answering questions. It's really just a great group of creators that can all help each other out. So that's where the idea came from. I have plans for it down the road for some other stuff also, but that'll be down the road. But for now, that's my motivation was purely for that. I don't know how much you do on TikTok, but TikTok of all places is the one place where for whatever reason, no matter what you post, you're going to find some trolls, right? And trolls don't bother me, but they do bother some people. I want people to be not afraid to ask questions and talk about how to create content without having to worry about that. That's where the idea for this community came from. So that's what that is. The consultations I do one-on-one consultations a couple days a week. And those links are on my website and all that, but basically it's an hour. We sit down, we can talk about, you know, content, really whatever the client wants to talk about. And I help them any way that I can. So that's what that is. You know, my website's kenthecontentcoach.com, and that pretty much has everything. So, yeah.
Yep. And tell everybody when you go live, because one of the cool things about when you go live is you also will do free channel audits for people alive while you're streaming.
Yeah, so Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, I do I call it Just Stream With Me. And yeah, it's what it is. It's a content creation Q&A stream. There are, you know, channel reviews, like you said. I've got a form that people just submit real quick. That way I can easily get it. It's just a Google form.
Yeah.
And I'll look over their channel, just make some recommendations live. And really that serves two purposes for me. And for the creators, it helps that person who wanted the review. They get like advice right there on the spot. But then other people that are watching in the stream, they can probably take some of that same advice and go to their channel and be like, hey, I can change this. So, so that's what that is. And then also, I mean, probably my favorite part of that entire stream is, the Just Stream With Me piece, which is where if there's somebody there who has never live streamed or like very limited live stream, they're kind of scared to do it. Then, I have the eCam link in the chat and they can jump on and go live with me. You know, that way they kind of get their feet wet, you know, because Roy, you know how it is that when you're running a stream, you're doing all the work, right? Like tonight, I'm not doing any of the work. I'm just sitting here chatting. So that's what it does for them. It gives them a chance to go live and not have to worry about how to do it. Just get on camera and talk and have fun. And my hope is that when people do that, when they do go live for the first time, then they'll want to do it more and they'll kind of break that fear. So that's my favorite part of Friday nights.
Yeah, that's very cool because, you know, everybody needs a safe space to be able to do that. And so I think your channel provides that for people that want to go live and just see what it's like. And so that's really awesome. I think that's really cool that you do that. And definitely a good opportunity. So if anybody's watching tonight, you've never gone live, definitely want to check out Ken's channel on Fridays and just jump on the stream. Go ahead and try it. It's not going to hurt. Get your cell phone. If you got your cell phone, you can use your cell phone to join the stream. You know, there's so many ways to do it. You don't have to buy an expensive camera. You don't have to buy an expensive microphone. Just hit that record button. Just go live. Try it. You'll be surprised. It's addictive once you get past the nervousness, but you want to be nervous, I think, because it just gives you an edge. It just makes it better. And Ken, the great thing about it is that you haven't had an opportunity to push all the wrong buttons like I have tonight. So I'm like really doing great, even though I have my buttons memorized. I've been, oh, why did I hit that button?
I take the blame for that. I don't know why I'm having these issues lately. And it's since I got the Mac Mini, I don't know if I got something with bad memory or what. I need to figure it out. But I've been having issues with being on this side of eCam. I don't know why.
Yeah, I love my Mac Mini. I don't know. It's been rock solid for me, so I hope Apple will fix whatever you got going on, because it's been rock solid for me. I really love eCam and the Mac Mini, and it's a lot of fun. Let's see. I got some more folks. Ms. Coach says, everyone deserves a safe place to learn without judgment. Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Laura H. says, hello.
Hey, and then Laura.
Victor says, I want to do that tic-tac with the big bank, but I don't have a small waist.
That's a he's got a TikTok from? Trending sound there. Yeah, I know what I know what you're singing. I don't do those kind of dances. I stay away from those.
Okay, all right, Ken. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for everybody that hit like or subscribe. I'm supposed to hit this button here. Let's see if I can mess this up. You're supposed to go out and subscribe and hit that like button and hit the bell and all that fun stuff so that you'll know when I'm going live. And I usually have a guest every week, so that way you don't have to listen to me being boring by myself. I get somebody interesting on here like Ken. So it's always good to, you know, if you're the smartest person, as they say, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So thank you, Ken, for being here tonight. So I'd have somebody smart here tonight. And just thank you so much. And thank you to everybody that came by. If you're watching on a replay, please leave a comment. You got any questions, anything we didn't cover, we didn't answer, or you want more detail, I can reach out to Ken and say, Ken, somebody asked me this question. I don't know the answer. Can you answer this question? And I'll get back to them. So please feel free to reach out to me in the comments and let me know. And that's our show. Thank you so much, sir. And everybody have a great night. I appreciate you. We'll go out. Adios.